next shiur will be a continuation on the inyan of Hilchus Tzedakah, and Master Shem will cover the general topic of Tzedakah this week, and next week we'll get to the lemaisa of how to give out your maisa, how to do your income maisa report. Will be Master Shem next week. Firstly, as an akdama, we know that one of the tremendous milas of tzedakah is that tzedakah tatzel mimavis. If a person gives tzedakah, it saves him from death. There's a very famous story, the Gemara brings down in Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Vav, that there was a stargazer whose name was Avlet. And Avlet was a stargazer who one time said to Shmuel that a certain person was going out to work, and he said, "You'll see, he's not going to come back today." So Shmuel said, "If it's a yid, he has a different, he's in a different cheshbon. Lav dafka, just because it says in the stars he's not coming back, you'll see, he might come back." And now he will come back, Bez Hashem, if he's a yid, he's in a different mazel. Anyways, that day, when the workers came back from the field, so this worker came back, and Shmuel was sitting there with Avlet, and they examined his knapsack, and they found that in the straw that he was bringing back, there was a snake, and the snake was chopped in half. So Shmuel said to this worker, "Tell me, what great deed did you do today?" So he said, "I'll tell you what I did. Every day when we go out there, there is a lunch that's served to the workers. And the way it works is, everybody brings their own food. And we go around and we collect everybody's food, put it in one center area. And then everybody takes from that food, so it looks like everybody's eating the same meal. That's the system. Everybody donates to the basket in the center, and then everybody eats from that basket. You share the food." And I was the one that was collecting the food, and I knew that there was one person who couldn't afford to bring food today. So what I did was, I passed by him and I made believe like I was taking food from him. And when it came actually to give out the food, I couldn't take other people's food and give it to him, because it would be a chashash geneva. I gave him my portion. So Shmuel said to him, "You see, tzedakah tatzel mimavis. You thought you were cutting a stork. Instead of cutting a stork, you ended up cutting the snake that was supposed to kill you." We all know a very similar story that happened with the daughter of Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva, the Gemara tells us that there was one of the stargazers told Rebbe Akiva that the day of your daughter's chasana, she's going to be killed. And what happened was that the night before, Rebbe Akiva was very worried, he never told his daughter about it, and the night before the chasana, she had a headdress that she was going to wear the next day, and she probably tried it on to make sure it fit well, and she hung it up over her bed, and the way she hung it up over her bed was like in a corkboard. She stuck the headdress into the wall, and the Gemara tells us that when it was dark, she stuck it into the wall, and she stuck it through a poisonous snake that was crawling on the wall. The Gemara, as a matter of fact, says she stuck it through his eyeball into the wall. That's what the Gemara tells us, how she hung it up. In the morning when she woke up, she found the headdress with a snake dangling from it, a dead snake. So she came to Rebbe Akiva, and Rebbe Akiva said to her, "My daughter, what tremendous act did you do today that you were zoicha to be saved from Avi's death?" So she said to her father, "The day before the chasana, there was an oni that came to the door. Everybody was too busy, and nobody had time to take care of this oni. And I was there myself. I saw the oni was hungry, and I went and they gave out a meal. I took my portion and I gave it to this oni." So Rebbe Akiva went out and he announced, "Tzedakah tatzel mi maves." Chahena v'chahena, there are many stories. I'm not going to be marach in stories, but I want to tell you one story which I read, which is Gevaldige Musa Haskel, this story, and it really drives this point home. The Kapishnitz Rebbe, Zechroin Levracha, Rebbe Avraham Mashiach Heschel, who everybody knew as a Ramosha Zechroin Levracha, called him the Gadol Hador of Chesed. It was an interesting story. Everybody that knows, the Kloizim Rebbe Zechroin Levracha survived the war, but unfortunately he lost his wife and 10 children in the war. He lost his family. the Kapishnitz Rebbe, he survived, and his family survived too. After the war, the Kreuzminger Rebbe once met the Kapishnitz Rebbe and said to him, there has to be a reason why you were zoiche to survive the war with your whole family. Tell me, what is the secret why you survived the war with your whole family? So at first the Kapishnitz Rebbe wouldn't answer the question, but the Kreuzminger Rebbe was persistent, and he said to him, please answer this question to me. What is the reason, what schus do you attribute that your family survived the war? So the Kreuzminger Rebbe said, I'll tell you what happened. In 1938, he was in Vienna, and there was a rich chassid of the Kreuzminger Rebbe that came to him and said, the Germans, the first thing they would like to do is to kill the Rabbonim, the leaders of the Kehillah. That is who they went after first. So he said to him, you know what? I'm a very wealthy man, I'm a chassid of yours. He gave him an extremely large sum of money. He said, listen, I don't know, at this point, everybody's life, who knows who's going to survive, who's not. I want to have this chus, I'm giving you this tremendous chunk of money. Take it, take your family, run away. The Kapishnitz Rebbe took the money, and he had a Moed Geshayla afterwards. The minig by the Kapishnitz Rebbes were, and the same thing was the minig by many other great Rebbes, the Brisker Ruf had this minig, they never went to sleep at night leaving money in their house. The Brisker Rav held that it was a chsar in emuna, because the Gemara, the Yishalmi that says, ha'oy ma nechel l'mocha, someone that leaves over bread in order to have a meal for tomorrow, harezeh mi chasar yamina. That's what it says in it's a chasar in emuna to leave over money for the next day. So therefore, they had a minik, he had a minik from his fathers, that any money that he had in his house was given away by that night. The sons of Rav had this minik, very big Adolim had this minik. So he had a tremendous dilemma. Here he was given money in order to save his family. But till he made the arrangements to properly to get the people to smuggle them out of the country to run away, it'll take a few months or a few weeks, whatever it was. But he had a minig, he didn't go to sleep at night, leaving money in his house. So what does he do? So he was machlet, that was the minig in his family. He went and he called a whole bunch of kapishtachsidim that were there, and he says, Rabbi, say, listen, I'm not allowed to hold on to this money. You all can run away. Every one of you takes, he gave out the money to a whole bunch of chsidim, and all of them ran away. A couple of months later, he finally made plans to smuggle his family out, and as he was about to run away, one of the great kapishtachsidim, another wealthy fellow, came to him and said, Rebbe, do you actually have money to pay the smugglers that you hired? And sheepishly he smiled. He says, no, I have no money with me. I never go to sleep with money. And that chassid was there. That chassid gave him the money. The chassid was there together with his wife, who had a very expensive necklace. She handed to him his necklace. He says, use this diamond necklace to run away. But at kedei kach, so he said, when I had the ability to save my family, I went and I took that money and I did tzedakah with it. And tzedakah, tatzel mimaves, that is the reason why I was zoicha to save my whole family. So one thing is clear, as the Indian from tzedakah is something which is such a tremendous schus, and it's something we should concentrate on very much. Now, last week we spoke about the Indian in Noshim accepting tzedakah. And we went through that topic, we pretty much finished that topic, but there was only one point I wanted to still discuss on the Indian of Noshim taking tzedakah. The other discussion was of Noshim giving tzedakah behind their husband's back. Now I want to discuss one more shaila, and how about Noshim taking tzedakah behind their husband's back? The Sefer Tuvchi Yabiyu Pashas Re'ei of Zilberstein had a very interesting question. The question he had was, there was a certain husband who lived b'dachkis otzim. He lived very, very poorly, and he refused to take tzedakah from anybody. And what the husband used to say, that the reason why I'm living this way is because it's a meiridig schus for me, that I'm not going to take money from anybody. We know that the Gemara tells us, asei shabbat chachoyl v'al tesarech lebriyos, that if a person sees he needs to have tzedakah, rather let him eat simple food on Shabbos, just a little bit challah, not make a fancy Shabbos meal, rather than taking tzedakah from anybody. The Gemara says, once the person starts to take already, then he should already take even for a Shabbos meal. But the best thing to do is, a person should always avoid not to want to come on to other people. Oy bazoi, if that's what it says, that a person should try to avoid coming on to other people, not take anything from anybody, he decided he's going to be mahadi on this mitzvah. But unfortunately, who suffered tremendously from this chumrah? His wife. The mois chitim in the city for many years went over to this person to give him money for Pesach, and b'shim leifin he's not taken. One year, the person's wife approached the mois chitim committee, and she said, listen, I am starving, I have no money for Pesach, my husband refuses to bring home...